Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy welcoming you tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We've got a great show lined up for you, and we're delighted to be with you in our unusual time slot tonight. We're filling in here on WWCR Worldwide 5070. We're normally on at Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You might make a note of that and tune in. We'll be back here Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we hope that you enjoy the show tonight. We've got a good one. We're going into the scriptures, and we're going into the paradigm shift of consciousness for the world. You know, the Bible says that in the last days that perilous times will come. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're keeping up with the world events, the news, it's all negative, bad, getting worse. We're in a quagmire in Iraq. If you go back to the 70s, we were in Vietnam, Korea, and World War II, World War I. And so for the last 100 years, we have had a major increase of the shift of war consciousness, warring with each other. And yet, we hear our leaders, political leaders, nation leaders, our kings, talking peace. Now, the Bible says there's no peace to the wicked. But it says that when the righteous king reigns, then will come what we describe as contentment. But when the wicked rule, the people fear. Well, we're going to talk about the promotion of fear, and we're going to see who can capitalize on fear in this shift of consciousness that is collectively conscious. We're talking about a collective conscious of a large group of humanity as they begin to think. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is." Let me repeat that. "For as a man thinketh," now when you get a collective group of men all thinking, in this case negative or fearful, the Bible said in the last days, fearful signs will come forth. Wars, rumors of wars, nation rising against nation, nuclear capabilities increasing all over the earth with these, if you will, these renegade nations, not responsible. They're the little boy on the block with a big nuclear toy, and who knows? I mean, the oceans are filled with the nuclear threat to any nation upon earth, particularly the United States of America, as she has now made enemies that she fears. Now, we fear no one on a mass-scale army because we have the greatest, powerfulest army in the world. But our enemy is fighting what we would describe as a guerrilla or new age tactics. You know, we had guerrilla warfare in Vietnam, but now we've got terrorist attacks in the local civilian population. They avoid military targets, and they strike at the heart of the consciousness of a nation. They promote fear, anxiety, stress. And ladies and gentlemen, our nation, our government, it looks to me like that we have politically boxed herself into a box and wrapped herself real tight with the cords of fear. And as the nation thinks, it's possible that we could think enough fear, enough negativity, and this paradigm shift to create a natural happening. As Job said, that which I feared, it came upon me. Oh my. Now this is part three of our series of the Ring of Fire. Now if you'd like to have the two previous hours that we did on this series of the Ring of Fire, you can just contact Pastor Buddy with the Shepherd's Call. Pastor Buddy's all you need. Just address your letters to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. That's all the address you'll need. If you'd like to call me tonight and tell me that you heard the show on WWCR Worldwide, around the world, the mighty voice of Christian radio. And my, we are thrilled to be with you tonight. Thanks to the courtesy of the staff at WWCR that extended us a privilege to be on here tonight to visit with you and hopefully bring you some interesting and informative, perhaps, hopefully, it will be life-changing or life-saving information. Now, let me tell you what the Bible says in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And ladies and gentlemen, there is far too much pleasure seekers, pleasure worshipers. The Bible said the thoughts of foolishness is sin. And David said in Psalms 40:17, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me, and thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God, or O my mighty one, or O my Yah. Think upon me. Ladies and gentlemen, did you really comprehend that a divine creator specifically is thinking about his people tonight upon the earth? Are we truly the apple of his eye? This is amazing scripture. It's far too complicated to understand that the eye of the Lord, it says, the eye of Yah, it runs through the earth to behold the sons of men. Now the Bible said our hairs on our head are numbered. Every word that we speak has impact. We'll give an account for it, by the way. And every thought that we think will shape our future. Now let me repeat that. In the paradigm shift, every thought that we have collectively will shape our future. So then, should we think in fear? Now, what about the word fear? The Bible says that fear has torment. Well, when the reptilian shape-shifting demons of the fourth dimension that we talked about in the Ring of Fire, part one and two, that the dimensional time shift could have possibly opened up a paradigm shift in the 33rd parallel of the ancient capital of original Babylon in what is known as modern Baghdad, Iraq. Underneath the Euphrates River, or running on the 33rd, this river is depicted in the heavens in signs. I don't know whether you know that or not, but it is. That the end is declared from the very beginning, and the Bible says that a time will come. Now, ladies and gentlemen, maybe, just maybe, that Satan, knowing that he has but a short time to work, that the intrusion into Iraq and the blood that was shed, I talked about the blood in the sand in 9-1-1. Ladies and gentlemen, I foresaw a long, extended, costly, bloody battle in Iraq, and I predicted it on the very day that the United States of America invaded Iraq. I actually predicted it before in 2001. That was September the 11th, 2001. I predicted it on the show. And many of you that listen to the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy regularly know that I've made this prediction that it could possibly unleash 200 million discarnate spirits, demonic beings, if you will, to seek a home. Now, remember when Christ cast out the demons in the man that called Legion that was chained in the tombs? The Bible says that when the demons came forth, they entered into the swine. They were permitted to go into the swine. They were actually looking for other humans to possess and to take a charge of their lives. Now think about 200 million demons being unleashed on the 33rd parallel. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to write for my series of Fake Skull and Bones, the coming experiences behind the Skull and Bones presentation, or at least our political leaders belonging to the secret order of Skull and Bones, is a sign of the times for the unleashing, the opening of the shift of consciousness, if you will. Remember, as a man thinketh, so he is. If they can produce enough fear of the mass state of consciousness in the world with negative news, remember, I believe that the New World Order is planning, really actually planning, the demise of millions of people to depopulate, if you will, these masses of, we've got almost, we're working on 6.5 billion people on a planet so small that looking at it from space, it looks like a little speck of dirt in the universe from our Creator's perspective and viewpoint. And out of that, 75% of the land mass is covered with water to make it uninhabitable for humans. And so then, on one third of the earth, which actually matches the composited makeup of the human being, who is one third of mineral metallic earth minerals, and 75% or 75% of water. Isn't it amazing that everything types and shadows and antitypes itself in spiritual realities to become the reality of as that man thinketh, so he is, or as a nation thinketh, so it will be, or as a world population thinketh, so it must be. Are these times designed and controlled by the Creator? Remember, the Bible says that in the last days, the Almighty Himself will send a strong delusion to those who are set aside for His purposes to deceive them into becoming natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed in the fire. Now, I talked about in series 1 and 2 and the ring of fire of the elements of the book of Peter and it's quite interesting, the wording, the terminology of the book of Peter and the revelation that Peter gives of how that the elements would actually melt with a fervent heat. Isn't that strange that Peter would know, or he could actually quote, that the elements would actually melt with a fervent heat? Because as it says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12, looking for and hasting, that means thinking on these things. Remember, as he thinketh, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Nehemiah 5:19 said, think upon me, my God. Psalms 40:17 said, think upon me. Think upon me. Is there a people chosen before the foundation of the world to be initiated into the paradigm shift of consciousness? Are we set to move up in our thought process and our ability to think in the facility that was designed to think with a brain that could outthink 1,000 super giant computers, that is the best that man could build? Our brain is brilliantly conceived, engineered, and formulated. And yet, we know that we only have or use one-third. There is, again, one-third in the paradigm shift of consciousness. We can only think one-third of our original electrical capacity to think in thought. There has to be a time come when the elements, or the heavens being on fire, now what does it mean? Will the heavens literally flame? Was that what Peter meant? No. That wasn't what he meant. It means that the heavens, the thinking apparatus of those that think. Now, if you think in fear, then fear will come to you. Job said, that which I feared came upon me. So if you're thinking in fear and negativity, if you're stressed, and all of that is brought about by your resisting the change that's coming. He that resists receives damnation, the Bible said. For there will be no power ordained except that which is ordained of Almighty God, who is directing and orchestrating and predicting in a timeline everything that would come to pass was foretold anywhere from 6 to 2,000 years ago, depending on what era of time you want to frame it into, and you'll get the rest of the story. Because to know where you are going, you must understand where you came from. Now, I'm going to repeat that. To know where you're going, to know where your soul is headed, you're on a fast track. And this train will not stop. Time will not stop for anyone. Nehemiah 5:19 said, think upon me, my God, for good, according to all that I have done for this people. Nehemiah pleaded mercy and asked that the divine creator, Yahweh, think upon him in a divine favor. Have you ever thought about somebody thinking about you? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, nobody cares for me, not even my wife. Not even my children, not even my brothers, not even my sister, not even my friends at work. Nobody really cares. Oh, they act like they do. They give me a Christmas gift at Christmas, etc., etc. But nobody really cares. Nobody sees, nobody cares, as the song said. But the Bible says, I know them that are mine. You are the apple of my eye, and I will hold you in the palm of my hand, and I will deliver you. Remember, one-third of the house of Israel comes through the fire, as gold tried in the fire. Now, gold is symbolizing the quality, or the worth, or the purchase price And the Bible said you are purchased with a price. You are more valuable. You have a value. You have such a value that Satan desired to sift you like wheat. Satan desired to kill you. Satan desired to destroy you. But you have much value. Lift up your head and hands down. Do not fear. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I will think toward you, saith the Lord. Now, isn't that amazing scripture? Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. You see, he really knows how to think toward you. You may not know how to think toward him. You know, heaven is higher than the earth, so is his ways higher than yours, but you must. For the sake of thinking on these things, think in positive terms and reconditions. You see, the paradigm shift is a shift of consciousness or the ability, and this is amazing. This is amazing. How to think in a shift process for you to think on these things as he has said, for to do so would be to think on the blessedness of the shift. Now let me give you something about paradigm shift. Now think about this. If you really believe in the definition of the paradigm shift, it is a change from one way of thinking to another. It's a revolution, a transformation, a sort of metamorphosis, or moving from one thought process to another process, in this way, a lower to a higher, never a higher to a lower. Think on these things now. Think from an humbled state of mind. I'm poor and needy, David said. Think on me. If the Father is thinking on you now, and you will match the thought process, if you draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto you. See, it's a likeness attraction. You must put forth, you must exert, you must press, you must seek, you must ask, you must knock. And oh, Thomas Kuhn wrote The Structure of Scientific Revolution, and when he fathered the phrase and popularized this concept in his definition of the paradigm shift, he argues that scientific advancement is not evolutionary. Now think about that. If it's not evolutionary, it's not what we learn, it's what we know before we ever learn anything. Remember, the Bible said you've known this from a child. Remember, the Bible said you were chosen to know this before the foundation of the world. But it's rather a series of peaceful interludes punctuated by intellectually violent revolutions, and in those revolutions, one conceptual worldview is replaced by another. Now, let me show you how to broaden your ability to think in the shift, change. Think upon him, and he will think on you. There will be a direct line of communication of thought transferred from you to him. Remember, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Remember, the Bible says for you to ask, seek, and knock. A-S-K. It really spells ask. You have not because you ask not. If you think about his famous words in Matthew, ask, seek, and knock, and take the first three letters of each word, it formulates a code, ask. Seek him while he can be found. Call upon him while he's your friend on him. And he'll turn, will feel the vibrations of your thought process, and he will begin to think about you, and you will have what is known as the paradigm shift into the ring of fire. Remember, you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. That's the fire that Peter talks about here, the heavens being on fire. The heavens is the thinking apparatus. You must come up to a fire that is flaming out of control. You must become manic in your thought process. You must seek him at all costs. You must search for him at all costs. You must put off the flesh man and put on the thinking apparatus of the new man, which is conceived in thought process after the one that is typed of your risen Savior, who is gone into the heavens and forever there, making intercession for you. In other words, he is the operator that connects you to central, the paradigm shift of a thought process. Now, did you know that agents of change help create a paradigm shift moving scientific theory from the polemic system, the Earth at the center of the universe, to the Copernican system, the Sun at the center of the universe, and moving from Newtonian physics to relativity and quantum physics? Both movements eventually changed the worldview. We growed in our thought process from moving from a lower order of thought to a higher order of thought, and likewise with the vernacular language inevitably changed the culture of the people. It had a direct effect on the scientific revolution, and in the last 100 years we have leaped quantum leap into the age of Aquarius, where the Bible said, in that day I will pour forth knowledge and the whole earth, this is the earthen temple, of those who are able to receive it. Not all are able, as Peter says, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, as burn out the old man, renew the new, connect from to the new, the Father of light, and put out the light of fleshly carnal desires of darkness, for Satan is the god of your life. We're caught up in how to think in terms of fleshly success, and then we die off and leave it. Will a fool ever learn? The Bible said all the labor of a man is to feed his face, but his appetite is never filled. In life, more than eating, drinking, and being merry, shouldn't we change our way of thinking to a new paradigm shift? Look at the signs all around us in the last days. Look at the shifting of consciousness. But human beings, wrapped in the tradition of self-centeredness, we are reluctant to change. It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, as the old saying goes. But when you're renewed, when you're born again, when you're transformed into the light that cometh from above, not the Luciferian light of the New World Order, but a genuine connecting back to the flame of fire to produce the ring of fire, a continuous circle of thought. And the Bible said to think on these things, for as a man think of, so he is. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the transforming age of thinking. Are we now to the point where we can only think evil? You know, if we go back to Genesis chapter 6, isn't it true that the Bible said that they were continuously thinking on evil? And their hearts was continuously thinking in evil, from a plane of thinking to think only in flesh realm. But you must think in vertical thinking. Change your thought process by meditation, by prayer, by fasting, by seeking, by asking, by knocking, by running, by striving to enter in at the straight gate. Now, where is the straight gate? Where is that straight gate? Where is it located? Remember the Bible said, if the eye be single, the body is full of light? What does that signify? That means by your thinking, you don't have to see. if the Bible said if a man sees, he's still in his sins. You understand that? Lo and behold, the thinking of the paradigm of how and why that we should begin to think in positive terms to raise our thinking above the mundane, the level of carnality, the level of flesh, the level of carnal abilities. Oh, we got impressive talents that demonstrate and orchestrate and glorify the flesh. Christ never come to glorify the flesh. Christ came that you might have the interlocking shift of consciousness back to the Father and back to the throne. His sons are his glory, living stones, declaring as they sit with him in the throne, ruling as masters of the universe, because they have the power to think outside the corruptible box of the creature rather than to think in the terms of a vertical connection to the Creator. I hope and trust that you grasp my message. I hope that in simplistic terms, I can persuade you, especially in the days of perilous times. Men's hearts are fearing. Men's hearts are failing. The number one killer on the earth today is heart attacks. It's because of the ingestion of wrong thinking, wrong eating, wrong drinking, and wrong being merry. All these things have a consequential, systematic, destruct built in from the horizontal input of the carnal mind, which only thinks in terms of negativity. How can I get ahead? How can I beat my brother? How can I overpower? How can I make more money than John Doe down the street? How can I keep up with the Joneses? How can I lie, cheat, and steal? Or how can I take on more jobs to get ahead and pay the mortgage and pay the bills and to maintain my plastic credit and to pay the usury? And you get on the treadmill just like blind Samson. The house of Israel has become blind Samson, grinded at the slavery mill of usury, being punished and chastised by the Creator until we learn the art of the paradigm shift of vertical thinking back to the Father, or thinking in spiritual terms. Oh my, I feel the great anointing of the Mighty One, of Jacob. I feel a connection to you tonight in a horizontal connection of thought, leader, that could be expressed over the mighty voice, the airwaves, the marvelous invention of how that radio waves are sent through the air, just like Peter said. Nevertheless, that day when the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, we're going to move into a dimensional consciousness shift called a paradigm shift. And you must be ready to make the shift or the transition and connect with the synchronicity of the Father to his sons and daughters. Because remember now, he put off the sonship and ascended to the throne, and now embodied with the eternal spirit is now sending forth the signals or the connection process of the electromagnetic shift terms of the mind of Christ, vibrating on a level that the world and the flesh is not able to comprehend, cannot see, because they walk by sight and not by faith, and you walk by being blind to the things that are, to establish the things are not, with the shift of your conscience engaged wholly and acceptable through the third eye, which is what the Bible describes as the single eye, because if the eye is single, the body is full of light. We're certainly not talking about the eye of Horus or the eye of Horah. We're talking about the spiritual eye of opening to the understanding of the things that were hid from the foundation of the world, and only a few there be that find it, who are now paying the price, the supreme ultimate price, to lay everything they have and possess and everything that they can beg, borrow, and in some cases steal. And that's a strange statement. But see, Satan stole it from you, and if you'll take it back, it's right for years, but you have to steal it back from him because he claimed possession. Write the bill that was owed to cut it in half. You see, you use your knowledge, you use your spiritual intellect, because the Bible says we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, and Satan comes to kill you, steal you, and destroy you. Do not fall victim to the consequences, and don't let it get out of your control. Do not get wrapped up and caught up in the negativity of the horizontal, linear thinking of man today in the carnal realm. Woe is me. But think in terms of what the Father has established for you to believe that he has for you, and that is that wherefore, and 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Remember, if you're not built upon the solid granite rock of foundational divine purposes, remember, his way's not your way, you're going to have to conform, you're going to have to change, you're going to have to shift. And that's what we're talking about tonight. His ways are not your ways are not his ways. Now, who is going to have to change? He said, I change not. But he gave you the unique ability that when you hear the word, the living word, the written word is fine. But many people take the written word and use it and abuse it and misuse it to deceive the very elect. So therefore, it must be the living word, the explanation of reality, of true intention from the concept of the spoken word, which man has got a hold of and wrote it down. Many of the alterations of the terminologies, words are powerful. The Bible said the word can break a bone. And yet we've been watered down versions and translations of Holy Writ to where we do not know where truth starts and fallacies end, or where fallacies end and truth begins. The Bible said there will come a famine in the land in the last days. Look, if you're thinking about hoarding food, remember this, there's going to come a famine, not for bread and water, but from hearing the living word of God. Are you able, capable? Are you in the reality zone of the paradigm shift? Are you ready to take hold? Are you ready to pay the ultimate supreme sacrifice to put on the whole armor? And the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Nobody's opposing you right now. Nobody is in charge of your life but you. But if you're wrapped up in fear, if you're caught up in the carnal realm of carnality, the Bible said the carnal mind is not subject to God, and neither indeed can be. But the Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the Mighty One, Elohim, Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh, the Mighty One of Jacob. Are you ready to make the shift? Can you fathom? Can you see the depth? Can you see the unsearchable dimensions of thought that lays for you, waiting for you to tap into the divine cosmic source? For he that believeth on me, as the living word said, out of his belly shall flow rivers, currents, dimensional shifts, change of living water. Oh my, I feel the anointing of the great, mighty one of Jacob. The Heavenly Father bless you. The Heavenly Father anoint you. The Heavenly Father lift you. upon the wings of an eagle and let him fly you into his heavenly dimensional kingdom above. For that which is below, the carnal, the fear, the perilous thinking apparatus of man who only thinks in negative terms, we've got such a paradigm shift of negativity, people are contemplating that we're in the last day. Isn't it amazing that those who are prepared have nothing to fear except fear itself? A man well prepared has no fear because he's too busy preparing. Think not in a negative mode, but think in terms of how the Father thinks towards you. Now listen here. The Bible said if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. And when you're loved, you have no fear of the one that the evil ones fear. Who is in charge of manufacturing fear? Remember, the Bible said it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But it's a more fearful thing in a carnal realm to be on the opposite end or to oppose him or to think out of the box of his thinking. When you think as the world thinketh, you do not think as Yahweh thinketh. Change your thinking. Put on your thinking cap. Study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divided, but be an action doer. Do not just think and get caught in the quagmire. Well, I can't figure this out. This is too great for me. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I don't know who's right. I don't know who's wrong. The Bible said in the last days, Babylon will explode in the realm of carnality of the third dimensional aspect. What do you mean, Pastor Buddy, that Babylon will be ruling in the minds of man? What is Babylon? Confusion! And the Bible says where confusion is, there is ever evil work. Come out of her, my people. How do you return? How do you come out? How do you escape the clutches of Babylon's carnality? For they orchestrate fear. And when you fear, they feed on your fear. The reptilian demonic demons of the fourth dimension. The great gulf fixed between the third and the fifth dimension is the fourth. There you must battle the demonic spirits. There you must walk along. There you must seek out your own soul salvation. And every man, woman, and child must bear the burden and the responsibility of being able to make sure that they have the navigational properties to sail the cosmic sea of the fourth dimension where Satan is laying in wait to deceive the very elect. Oh, it's an infiltration course of spiritual warfare. When I was in the Army, I crawled through what is known as the infiltration course. That is where that they set off live rounds and you're on your back and you're going through the hot sand of Fort Jackson, South Carolina or some other base similar. My particular case was in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Live ammunition, 30 caliber rounds were being fired with tracers every 10 or 12 rounds. Tracers would light the night sky. It was under barbed wire. It was about 12 inches above your head. It was hanging on your trousers. You had sand up to your elbows. You were raw. You were bleeding. You were scared. You were petrified of the infiltration course. And that's what you need to expect when you go into the realm of thinking, to the fourth dimension, where Satan, your opposer, will take you on. And 9 times out of 10, many are called, but few are chosen, few succeed to break through. Wherein lays the perils of the infiltration course that Satan has dug a pit for you and set off live rounds. Your children died. Your children got on drugs. Your mother-in-law called to visit. She hasn't left. Those are certain things that bring negativity and fear and apprehension and stress into your life daily. I didn't make enough money. I'm behind on my credit cards. I've got all these problems. And Martha, Christ said, Martha, 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 you're troubled about many things. But Mary sat at the feet, and she looked up into the mind of Christ, and she fed, and she took in every word of the living word of the Messiah as he spoke about the heavenly things, of the transitional process, of the synchronicity of thinking in a vertical term from man to creator. Now, the horizontal and the linear is a thinking apparatus that is designed to think in negativity, think about yourself, to be self-centered, to be carnal, to be fleshly minded. And the Bible said to be fleshly or carnal minded is death. From such, turn away. Get out of the church. It will not teach you to raise up. Get out of the church and disassociate yourself with everything that exalts itself in the flesh realm of carnal thinking against the spiritual process that it takes for you to make the transition and the great shift, the great gulf that is fixed between Abraham and the rich man. Rich man symbolizes the flesh of carnality. He has no need. He's rich. Abraham. Bosom is the zone of the fifth plane of dimensional shift of the consciousness of fire. Lazarus typifies that man that gave up everything in the world. He gave up the privileges of being rich. He gave up his talents. He gave up everything to the Creator to express and to desire and to seek and to hunger and to thirst after righteousness. And he was filled with the good things in the next life. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is a temporary existence. You must prepare for the world to come. And that world is a flame of fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as I expressed in part one and part two of the Ring of Fire, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego were cast into a carnal flame. A literal natural flame of fire that would have melted the flesh had it not been merged into the fifth dimension of a pure fire, the heavenly fire. Who can insulate and protect against the natural fire? This is the dimensional shift and the expression to let you compare between that which is burning within you, the Holy Spirit, and that which is external to burn you, to give you the desire to lust, to fulfill your fantasies of flesh. Because a man's fleshly appetite is never filled. And the Bible said, cut your throat if you be given to fleshly appetite. But to hunger and thirst after righteousness, the Bible said, you shall be filled. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I just dropped in tonight to have a word with you, and if you've called me tonight by accident or by chance or by divine purpose, then I'm very thankful that you've tuned in tonight to hear part three of the Ring of Fire. If you would like to have this complete series, it'll be a four-part series. When we're finished, we'll be going to Andrews, North Carolina, come Sunday to keep the second Passover. Now, we're going to talk a little bit Sunday night on the second Passover. So call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call will be on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Sunday night, where I will be talking about the second Passover, which is a spiritual experience of passing over, sheltered or protected by the shield of spiritual consciousness as opposed to the carnal thinking of the pharaohs of the flesh man. And every man is a pharaoh. Every man, woman, and child is a pharaoh. Remember, as the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so he is. So tune in Sunday night on 5070 WWCR around the world in Christian Talk Radio. This is a unique experience, a wonderful opportunity to you. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call will be on the air Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 o'clock on the West Coast. We hope that you're able to pick us up in Tunisand and write us in your favorites and tune in, because here is where the rubber meets the road. We give you factual, spiritual enlightenment as opposed to standard Christian traditions that is formed the same right way, but in there, it's death. Ladies and gentlemen, the mushrooms are brewing in the pot of death in Christianity. The church has become lukewarm in the Laodicean age, and the Father said, I will spew them out of my mouth. But the Philadelphia church, the brotherly love church, the convenient shift of the vertical thinking of the Church of Philadelphia. Remember, he found nothing wrong with the Church of Philadelphia. It was in direct line of communication with his ability to communicate with his sons and daughters who were lined up and hooked into the synchronicity of the eternal spirit, the flame of fire that burns in your soul, mind, and spirit, as it's recorded in Mark 12:29. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Mighty One is speaking to you tonight, wanting to shift your consciousness into a higher state of thinking. Come out of her, my people. Babylon is fully encased in carnality. She's as strong as she's ever been. She's the fourth kingdom that's ruling now. The new world order is now, not tomorrow. You are on the verge. There is a possible scenario such as the world has never seen, as it's recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, a time of trouble, as recorded in Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 7. Highlighted by Jeremiah 31:27, where all these are planned horizontal insertions, if you will, of the time frame and the timeline, because you will know the signs in the seasons, and when you see that, begin to look up. Look up for what? The vertical attachment back to the Father and back to the throne. Only his sons and daughters are singing that song. And that's the song of the Lamb. God is a spirit. John 4:24 says, God, the Mighty One, Yahweh, is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Now, I've got to go. I've got to wrap this up. May the Heavenly Father's blessing be with you tonight. Now, if you'd like to call me, simply call Pastor Buddy. I'm available here. I'm live in the studio tonight on Worldwide, Around the World, Christian Talk Radio, Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. If you're a first-time listener, give me a call. If you've heard the Shepherd's Call before, call me up and tell me that you've heard me on this special hour. This is a special hour of our love feast with you before we go to Andrews, North Carolina, to keep 8 days of festivals there in the second Passover. I'll give you a full report when I come back, and we will report to you. Dr. Gary is standing by for your call. If you'd like to call Dr. Gary at his office hours of 9 to 5, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Great man of the faith. You'll enjoy talking to this magnificent man. Oh, his heart burns with the royal fire that I've talked about to please the Father, to reach out, to touch you. And so he's making it possible tonight. Hey, we're touching you. Pastor Buddy, I've got to get out of here and simply write me. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, it's Pastor Buddy. I'm standing by to get your call. I'm live. This is Friday night. And this is, if you will, this is the 30th day. Yes, it's the 30th day of April. And tomorrow is the first day of May. So remember, tune in. Tune in to hear us on WWCR 5070 Sunday night with the Shepherd's Call, area code 423-626-2172. 7:30. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy, and I've got to be moving on. I've enjoyed my time with you. Thank you.